This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Again, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we just touched the tip of the iceberg yesterday on these created hate crimes, folks, and it's absolutely astounding, and I want to get to that today. And what's astounding about it is the fact that when I was doing public high schools across the country, do you realize that we virtually had no opposition until George W. Bush began to open the doors to the homosexual influx? Did you know that? When the media started to advocate which God condemns, that's when I became a target for the state-controlled narrative. It's also interesting to know that there's over 100 hate crime hoaxes, and it's not just the homosexuals. It's also the racism issue. Everything that this administration is advocating through totalitarian methods and communist manifesto methods, friends, and Saul Alinsky tactics, well, it's all there. Over 100 since guess what year, friends? I came under attack in 2006. Guess when the hate crime hoaxes began? 2007. So you can see how this works. Once they begin to push the narrative, guess what happens? People, that's when the trouble begins. And what we need to do is put the kibosh on it, right? And the way we do that is we drop the hammer upon their crimes, enforce the laws. So we're going to talk about that in just a couple minutes. But before we do that, I want to get over to sonsoflibertymedia.com because there's some crazy stuff going on here again, folks. We got national contributors from all across the country that are a part of the culture war, just so you know, okay? And saying that, I'm not calling these guys up or these girls up and saying, this is what you need to write about. No, but there is a lot of sexual perversion going on in this country right now, and you need to understand that that's the method to use to demoralize the people so they can have control over the people. And as I said before, friends, listen carefully. The more they can demoralize you, the more that they wield power over you if you succumb to it. And we were warned about this a long time ago. But to get over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, we have some pretty public people, pretty well-known people coming forth and exposing what's going on. For example, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Lord of the Rings actor Elijah Woods, he said organized Hollywood elites are engaging into pedophile parties. Did you hear what I said? The Lord of the Rings actor Elijah Woods, organized Hollywood elites are engaging into pedophile parties. Why is it that they're so emboldened today, folks? Elijah Woods, 35, blew the whistle on what is taking place in Hollywood regarding organized parties to that children so that they can be exploited by the Hollywood elite. See, they believe they're the elites, friends. Yet the mainstream media once again remains complicitly silent on the matter. Woods, who is famous for his role as Frodo in the Lord of Rings trilogy, as well as other parts in numerous films, says that the sexual abuse similar to Jimmy Savile scandal in Britain is taking place in Hollywood. Of course it is, friends. Of course it is, because the homosexual manifesto is not a satire. It's a reality. They want you to believe that it's a satire, when in fact it's not. It's becoming a reality. And keep in mind, it's been in the congressional record. In other words, those that serve and represent we the people have known since 1987 that they are out to upend morality and to make a prey of your children. But again, friends, this has been out there for some time. I'll tell you what, it's one course that I've stayed. And the reason is because I'm not going to stand back and watch our young people be subjected to everything and protected from nothing. It's called love, friends. And what we're doing now is we're beginning to see that there's those that are within that are beginning to blow the whistle concerning the pedophile elitists in Hollywood. For what reason? Because they want to protect our children. As a matter of fact, Elijah Wood said, for the sake of our children. And folks, that's really what it's about. As a matter of fact, even if you go over to Corey Feldman, do you remember this guy? Corey Feldman released his book, Choreography, in which he told both his and his late actor, Corey Haim's, sexual abuse at the hands of Hollywood pedophiles and predators. Do you remember that sitcom back in this, I believe it was in the 70s, where that little black kid used to say, what you talking about, Willis? And do you remember who Willis was? Because he was another individual that was actually victim to these pedophiles in Hollywood. And it's interesting that whatever they do when they come out and blow the whistle, for some reason or another, the state-controlled media just doesn't pick up on it. Why is that? Because they're protecting special interest groups, namely the parties that are guilty of the crimes committed against the children. So you have to ask yourself the question, why are they complicit? Because they're a part of the problem. But folks, if you'd like to check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also want to let you know that there's, I shared with you yesterday, Tim Brown, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com, posted, woman captures convicted voyeur on video and chases him out of Florida Target. My goodness, friends. Here again, we have the administration giving the green light to sexual predators to prey on your children, and you still allow him to remain, as well as the CEO from Target and other CEOs, folks, that are aligned against your children. And that's really what it's coming down to, friends, because we have another one at Target that was busted, but this woman began to chase him down. He was arrested, and by the way, he's a repeat offender. You do need to understand that these pedophiles, friends, these sexual predators, in many cases cannot be rehabilitated. I didn't say that. That was actually a friend of mine that is a county detective. I said, Bradley, they're the nicest people to your face. He said, but don't ever turn your back on them. Folks, it's time that you realize that you need to become the law, because the courts, in many cases, are not giving you justice. And keep in mind, the courts are there to serve we the people by magnifying the law. And when they fail to do that, we need to remove them lawfully, Article 2, Section 4, and replace them with people that are willing to do their job. We're being destroyed right now because of soft judges across the boards. And it's the purpose of government to drop and to remain and to restrain men from sin, not to encourage it. And yet, in America today, we have a government, corruption in government, not the institution of government itself. That's good, and that's God ordained. But we have corrupt in government that need to be removed, and they need to be incarcerated, and they need to be indicted, and they need to be charged, friends. It's really that simple. And that is the message, again, that you must give, for if you fail to give anything short of justice, you're only encouraging more to commit the crime. Also wanted to let you know, and that's exactly what's happening. As a matter of fact, there was two more individuals that were busted in Target stores, peeping and filming just over the last 24 hours. So how's that working out, America? Are they not to be held accountable? Why is the Target CEO off America's radar? And why is the President of the United States off America's radar? They are responsible for the crimes that have been committed against your children. And why is that? Because they were the ones that were advocating and perpetuating the crime in the first place.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road. And with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Also want to let you know you can check us out on sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sons of Liberty Media and sonsoflibertyradio.com interact one with another. Talking about what's going on in your country once again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, folks. Again, it's just so over the top. I don't even know what to say to you other than the fact I can just share with you as to the issues that need to be dealt with in this country. Muslims in Germany persecuting 40,000 Christians. And I got to tell you, friends, you know, I don't have much sympathy, nor does the Lord. Let me ask you this. How do you show mercy to a people who don't care? That's the question that needs to be asked here. And the reason I'm saying that is because we have Muslims in Germany persecuting 40,000 Christians, which, by the way, is a part of the plan. Germany continues to import them under Mrs. Merkel herself, the witch herself, folks. You have to look at some of these representatives, friends, because you can look at their eyes and they're not there. And they are as wicked as from the top of their head to the soles of their feet as they possibly can be. And it doesn't take a whole lot of discernment to see this and know this. But this is the same breed, folks, that sat under none other than Adolf Hitler, the dictator himself. In many cases, they are kin to the likes of an Adolf Hitler. But, folks, how do you feel sorry for 40,000 Christians who stand back and allow a handful of people? Actually, there's 80 million people in Germany. How do you feel sorry for a people that allow a handful of people to destroy their country? Because it's the same story here in America. You can sit there and complain about it all day long, but the fact of the matter is until you right the wrong, nothing's going to change, and they rest in the fact that you're going to do absolutely nothing about their crimes. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, judge acquits Baltimore police officer Edward Nero of charges in Freddie Gray death. Remember that, friends? Judge, by the way, a black judge, he must be a racist too, according to this criminal administration. Black judge acquits Baltimore police officer Edward Nero of charges in Freddie Gray death. Folks, the reason it doesn't matter anymore The reason it's not being highlighted in and through the state-controlled narrative anymore, which is bought and paid for and controlled by the CIA, you need to understand it's not needed anymore. That's why it's not pushed anymore. So they don't care about this anymore. They just cared about pushing the narrative that the cops are bad. Freddie Gray, by the way, he had a criminal record as high as he is tall. And interestingly enough, again, the state-controlled narrative overlooked the fact that he was a criminal, but they wanted to blame the police, remember? Because the criminal in the White House wanted to divide the American people, namely blacks, against the cops, because the cops, they themselves, are bad. Now, I'm not saying in every case that they're perfect, but I am saying you're going to get a bad apple in every group, right? But here we are again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. For some reason or another, not everybody's talking about the fact that this judge, a black judge, just acquitted Baltimore police officer Edward Nero of charges in Freddie Gray death. How come it's not a big deal anymore? Because it doesn't feed their narrative. It doesn't feed their narrative. I mean, folks, how many times have you watched the state-controlled media get in on something and make accusation after accusation? It's not alleged when they do it to you, but it is when you hold them and they're guilty as hell, literally, friends. Isn't it interesting? It's accusation after accusation when the innocent do something, but when those that advocate and perpetuate the accusations, when they're busted in the crime and they're guilty as hell, for some reason or another, you better watch your mouth. It's allegations at that point. They haven't been charged yet. Well, hey, in this country, it's supposed to be you're innocent until proven guilty, but that's not how it operates through a criminal administration. And again, friends, they're only doing what you let them get away with. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. See, that's great news, friends. That's great news. I'm glad for the police officer. I'm glad that a judge stood up and he played the man. What he did is he looked at the law that's written. He didn't interpret it in a negative connotation against itself. He didn't gut the pith and marrow of the law through interpretation. He's not an activist. He's just sitting there discovering the law and applying the law to the case. And guess what? He's not guilty. But again, friends, we don't always get the other side of the story, do we? Nope, that's what I'm here for. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Matt Barber just recently published a book titled Hating Jesus, and he's talking about the Americans' left war on Christianity. I'm so tired overall, friends, of people calling it the left and the right. I'm so sick and tired. I mean, people, you got to get out of your minds that it's us against them. No, we're in this together, and we're going to go down as the greatest fools in history if we don't get this right, America. Okay? But what we're doing is talking about Matt Barber, contributor to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Hating Jesus. Author exposes how Christianity is being targeted for extinction. That's, yes, okay, get it. I know what their intent is. And I know what the intent of the guy that's now perished and he's burning in hell, I know what his intent was. And the guy that preceded him and the woman that preceded him and the guy that preceded her and the woman that preceded him, so on and so forth, all the way back to Adam and Eve. I get it. I just got to ask the question to those that mean to target Christians, what's your end aim? Extinction? Okay, but you need to understand the mirror's on you because your curses don't apply to the church. Read your Bible. We've been redeemed from the curse of the law. And then I'm talking about the curse of the law in the sense of that which condemns us, because that's all the law does is condemn us. And if we're saved by grace, if we believe, that's what justifies us. We're believers, right? And we follow the author and the finisher of our faith. His name is Jesus Christ. But again, friends, I'm humored by this. I'm humored that a book needs to be written, and I'm not demeaning anything Matt's done here, but I just want to set the mind, the thought patterns right here. Folks, since the beginning of time, the enemy has been warring against Christians, but my Bible tells me that the seed of the righteous is forever, and that the gates of hell shall not prevail, and I'm sure that's exactly how Matt wrote it. He's setting the record straight. We win, you lose. And you can ask guys like Voltaire, who spent their whole lives warring against God. And they wanted to go ahead and and bring forth the extinction of 12 stinky fishermen, said Voltaire. How did that work out for him? He was going to eradicate Christianity. He was going to do away with Christianity, Voltaire was, right? And see, the Lord set the record straight. Because during the time that he was expiring, friends, keep in mind, Voltaire was asking for a preacher, and no one dared get him a preacher. Because everybody knew what Voltaire sowed his whole life. And the Lord sought to it, to make sure one didn't come in there, because he seared his conscience with a hot iron. His housemaid said when she watched him die, she said it was as if he was going down into the pits of hell, into the flames of hell. She said that she never wanted to see another unbeliever die. That's what she said. Okay, read Psalm 14 and Psalm 53 when you get a moment. Also keep in mind that Voltaire's home was used to reproduce Bibles for the world to read 50 years after Voltaire's death. Hey, friends, it's this simple. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. And when I read my Bible, that's all I see, is those that dare lay their hands to God's anointed, regardless of it being life or death, concerning that that particular Christian, it's not good for those that put their hand to God's anointed. And we have the promises in Christ Jesus on our behalf every step of the way. For it is a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble the righteous. And keep in mind in the book of Psalm, I believe it was Psalm 37, he said, many of the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. But what is the fruit of those that dare put their hand to God's anointed? It's not good. We've talked about that in the past. Great stuff. And it's a history that we need to bring to the world to show the wicked that, listen, it's not good for you to do that. It is to your own demise. And the Lord said, touch not my prophets. Touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. That applies to all of his children, because we're hidden under the shadow of the Almighty. And in flames of fire, the New Testament tells us in the book of Thessalonians, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. And folks, I could go on and on and on and on concerning the promises that belong to the church. And God's protection concerning the church. We understand the gates of hell shall not prevail, and we also understand that the seed of the righteous is for, here I'll say this real slow, is forever. It is forever. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 2,000 Christians formed their own army and are now fighting and killing Muslim terrorists who are being armed to eradicate Christians, friends. You do need to understand that. Also, one more, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the one world religion cometh. Oh, let's praise the wicked here, shall we? Pope Francis warmly welcomes top Islamic cleric to the Vatican. Folks, you need to understand that there's something wrong. There's something wrong. There's always been something wrong with the popes. When are you going to wake up? Yeah? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. you get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 I really love this topic. I really do. It's very self-inflicting every step of the way. But I got to the tip of the iceberg yesterday. I think I hit three or four. But friends, there's 100 of them since 2006 of self-inflicted hate crimes, all incited by this criminal administration. And I can't blame them for what you're responsible for allowing, friends. You do need to understand that. But to go back, friends, and to just kind of highlight some of the things these individuals did by blaming the innocent. And I'm going to get to that as far as scripture goes in Deuteronomy 19 in a moment. But listen carefully, friends. Iowa City Police and the Johnson County Attorney's Office have determined an assault near the University of Iowa campus late last month. It was not a hate crime. 19-year-old Marcus Owens needed hospital treatment after he said originally three white men attacked him yelling racial slurs. The incident happened on April 30th in the 200 block of Iowa Avenue. Owens and his family issued a public apology late Monday. But again, friends, as long as you just slap his hands, just keep in mind, soft judges produce hardened criminals. I said there's been 100 since 2007, friends. 2007. Okay? Why? Because they're going to continue. You need to understand that they're going to continuously do this until you catch on to the game. And they're being exposed like nobody's business concerning their self-inflicted hate crimes. And it's interesting, again, going back, friends, 6 years ago, when I used to expose this stuff, people, oh, dude, this is so harsh. Bradley, come on, just give them a break. There's something wrong with them. Okay, well, if there's something wrong with them, don't you think that should be all the more reason to actually deal with them? I mean, that makes sense to me. I mean, doesn't that make sense to anybody with a sense of common sense? And that's really what it comes down to. why people look at these people, and you know what's also interesting is people for the most part will just say, you know what, there's something wrong with them people concerning the sodomites. Okay, and now they're on TV. Now they've been placed into government over you, and you're still standing back just saying, oh, you know, just let them go. There's something wrong with them. Yeah, guess what? A little leaveneth the whole lump, friends, and the foxes spoil the vines. And you know who's spoiling the vine, but you stand back and just say, well, you know what, just leave them people alone. There's something wrong with them. Oh, okay. Let me ask you something, America. Are they leaving you alone? Absolutely not. I mean, they're pushing it to the point where they're inflicting crimes against themselves, blaming the innocent people that don't go along to get along concerning their abominable lifestyles. Come on, America. Let's wake up here, okay? Ooh, here's another one for us. Ooh, this is incredible. Hey, you had to think this one through, no question about it. I mean, you really had to think this one through. Again, we're talking about self-inflicted hate crimes here, okay? The students identified as the people behind a recent racist drawing found at Salisbury University Library are black, school officials confirmed Tuesday. Oh, plastered on U.S. Today. The image found April 10th on a whiteboard in Blackwell Library showed a stick figure being hung and labeled with a racial slur. Underneath was the hashtag white power. The university confirmed Tuesday, April 26th, the students involved in the incident were black. Now, folks, I'm not telling you to stoop to their level. I'm telling you to be aware. And again, we're not making an issue of what color they are, but friends, I am telling you, you can tell what starts at the top goes to the bottom. And so what you need to do is you need to start at the top and deal with them there so it doesn't go to the bottom anymore, because this is what's happening in public colleges today. The university confirmed Tuesday the students involved in the incident were black. Spokesman Richard Culver wrote in an email, the university would not provide names of the students, citing the Federal Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act. Really? They have a right to point the finger at the innocent while they have been found guilty as the perpetuator of the crime, self-inflicted, and then they have rights that protect them from the crime that they just committed against the innocent. Really, America, do you want to know how sick this is going to get? Stay tuned. You want to know how sick it's getting, friends? Open your eyes. You have eyes, but you see not. You have ears, but you hear not, friends, as to what's going on in your country. I mean, this is crazy stuff. They have a right to privacy after they blamed the innocent, after they incite riots in colleges, in other public settings, and then they're protected because they have a privacy right, or a right to privacy. Really? Does the person that they blamed, namely the innocent person they blamed, do they not have a right? Folks, let me tell you something. The right doesn't belong to the criminal. It belongs to those that abide by the law, because liberty is the law is the liberty, and liberty is the law, and it is the right to obey what the law says. Not outside of that. They forfeited their rights when they committed the crime, and a crime they committed. They committed the crime here, friends. And again, for some reason or another, the American people believe that they have a right to privacy. What about the innocent person if he would have been convicted of a crime that he didn't commit? How many people are convicted of crimes that they didn't commit? Because the perpetrator and the criminal himself, he has rights, say they. No, they forsake and forfeit their rights when they commit the crime, and a crime they committed. Woman admits tweeting fake threats to fellow black students. Another one. A former leader of a black student group pleaded guilty Monday to creating a false public alarm by tweeting anonymous threats against fellow black students last fall. State prosecutors will recommend that Kayla McLevy be sentenced to 90 days in jail. That a boy. Now we're getting it. Deter the crime. Don't encourage the crime. By the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. Magnify the law. Don't lower the law. Listen, state prosecutors will recommend that Kayla McLeavy be sentenced to 90 days in jail and that she pay restitution of about $82,000 to cover the cost of the police response and heightened security at Keene University after the threats. That's exactly how you do it. You deter the crime. You don't encourage the crime. Here's another one for you. We'll go to the Muslims because you can see the radical Muslims are right on the heels of the radical Sodomites. But I told you that a long time ago, too. And by the way, when I'm saying I told you so, I'm not doing it giving myself accolades or patting myself on the back and say, oh, man, look at you, man. No, I'm not that stupid. It just comes to the point, friends, where the message has been vindicated. We've been exonerated through time. And there's not a whole lot of people that can stand against the message anymore. Can they? No. And hopefully some of you are about as ashamed as you should be, and rightly so. But for those that aren't ashamed for what you've been advocating through your tolerance, I want to say it for you. Shame on you. And you should be ashamed of yourself. A hit and run on a Muslim woman this weekend blamed on far-right anti-Islam demonstrators was in fact perpetuated by an allegedly drunk local youth named Muhammad. Boy, isn't it interesting how they just conveniently leave out the facts? Is the media not responsible for what they incite? Oh, you better bet your bottom dollar they do. And furthermore, let me go back to rights. They don't have a right to sic jihads on people. They don't have a right to lie. They don't have a right to defame. They don't have a right to contrive. But friends, you have been so dummied down and conditioned to believe that the state-controlled media has the right to say and publish anything they want without any repercussions or consequences. You are sadly mistaken. It's when the people take it back to the media and start holding them accountable, then and only then will things change. But here we have it again, friends. Yep, anti-Islam. Yep, browbeaten once again. Yep, where does that fall from? Communist Manifesto, Saul Alinsky tactic, criminals in the White House. Yep, we know that. Oh, you know, but Bradley, there's just nothing we can do about it. Oh, yeah, there's everything you can do about it. There's everything in the world that you can do about it. Folks, there's so many black-on-white crimes here. It's sick. It's just over the top. I'm just going down. 100 self-inflicted hate crimes. Black-on-white. Muslim on non-Muslim. Here's another one. Washington Post reported. There are real journalists, friends, that are out there doing their job. It's been said by a preacher that if you want the real teachers and preachers, you got to seek them out in the corners. That's exactly right. Because they're there. Suspect in Houston mosque fire claims to have prayed there 5 times a day. Within hours of putting out a fire that severely damaged a Houston mosque on Christmas, investigators announced that they strongly suspected the blaze was the result of arson. The announcement was hardly surprising given the string of crimes targeting mosques in around the country this month. Incidents that have ranged from shattered windows at a mosque in Florida to a fire-bombed mosque in California. But this incident, police say, has a strange twist. The man accused of starting it is an outsider. No, he's a foreigner, but a well-known member of the congregation at the mosque. According to charges and documents obtained by the Houston Chronicle, 37-year-old Gary Nathaniel Moore, a Houston resident, told investigators that he attended Savoy Masjid for the first 5 years. Moore was not a periodic attendee, but someone who came to the mosque 5 times each day, 7 days a week. Moore was arrested on Wednesday and his bond was set at $100,000. Nicole Strong, a spokesman for the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives told the Chronicle. Good, there's some good people there too. All right, we're standing with you, folks. Moore had been charged with arson, and his motive remains unknown. Of course, he wanted to blame Americans, and they got to put themselves into the position of the victim so they can gain and garner the sympathies of the people, so the American people will appease their conscience and just say, you know what, just leave them people alone. They're not hurting anybody. When are you going to wake up, America, for real?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. What can I say about Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio? Listen. Just make it a point to listen and get educated. Look, you want non-fluff, hard-hitting, constitutional and biblical truth on how this country should run and how we're going to win it back? You have to listen to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Muggy, can you throw the TV up for me? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Folks, again, thank you for joining us today. I could spend 2 weeks just on self-inflicted hate crimes here. I want to tell you, and by the way, the last self-inflicted hate crimes that we have highlighted, I praise governments for doing their job. And by the way, what I'm doing on the radio right now is for what the American people are to do. And isn't it interesting? It's not the American government, and I'm talking about the corruption that we're dealing with today. They're not advocating the enforcement of the law. They're advocating the crime. So people, they have left off their purpose. Now it's your cause and your duty and your obligation to now take up your purpose and deal with them. Because the criminal in the White House is advocating this, okay? And he needs to lawfully be dealt with. It's really that simple. I'll never recant. Hey, if you're ever looking for a recant, it's never going to happen here. It's just not. If a false witness rise up against any man to testify against him that which is wrong, then both the men between whom the controversy is shall stand before the Lord, before the priest, notice the order, before the priests and the judges, which shall be in those days. That's why you have the Bible in courtrooms, folks. They're the priests, okay? And the judges who are there who preside over the case, which shall be in those days. And the judges shall make diligent inquisition, and behold, if the witness be a false witness, and hath testified falsely against his brother, this is what we're highlighting, then shall you do unto him as he had thought to have done unto his brother. So shalt thou put evil away from among you. And those which remain shall hear and fear. They'll be afraid to commit the crime because they see the consequence, and shall henceforth commit no more such evil among you. And thine eye shall not pity, but life shall go for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, and foot for foot. Oh my goodness, this one gets... Here we're going to take it up another level, okay? Look at this one. The Louisiana State Police received an urgent telephone call on October 21st from Sharmika Moffitt, a 20-year-old Winsboro woman. The young woman claimed that the racially indeterminate men wearing white hoods had doused her with flammable liquids and set her ablaze at a local park near a walking trail. Folks, to incite the black communities to stand up against her perpetuators of crime. Right? They also had written KKK and a racial slur on her car and then left her for dead. Man, them big meanies, them bullies. I'll tell you what. The medic responded and they took her to the LSU Health Sciences Center as she had suffered severe burns over 50% of her body, leaving her in critical condition, and she now needed surgery. Oh, what a heinous crime. Oh, my goodness. Just when you didn't think it could get any worse. Who would do such a thing to this young woman? Well, social media accounts spread the news of the alleged attack. Of course they did, because they're looking for it. They're creating it. The NAACP got the word of the incident, and local police invited the FBI to investigate this horrendous case. Otis Chisley, the president of the local branch of the NAACP, said that he would wait for more facts before coming to a conclusion about what happened. However, he mentioned that Klan activity, although clandestine, was still a problem in Louisiana. Kevin Cobb, the local sheriff, said that he would seek justice. Later, after 2 days of investigation, the local, state, and federal agencies determined the perpetrator. The perpetrator of this vicious attack. Sharmika Moffitt, Winsboro Police Chief Lester Thomas, revealed that the authorities had found a lighter and a bottle of lighter fluid with her fingerprints on them. There was no evidence that anybody else was even in the area at the time. The investigators had a news conference on October 23rd where they told the public that Moffitt had set herself on fire. You want to talk about the epitome of reprobate and sick-minded individuals? She wanted to go ahead and incite the black communities. I hope you're listening to me, black communities. She wanted to incite the black communities because she wanted to be the useful idiots and a useful idiot and an agent in the hand of a useful idiot in the White House. To divide and conquer. Yep, that's the end aim. This works for us. Hey, media, get on this, man. This works for us. Hide the facts. We don't want the people to know the facts. We'll spread the lie. It'll go around the world, and then the truth will come out. Nobody will care about the truth. Just tell them the lie. They'll stand back aghast. They'll believe anything we tell them. Folks, she was guilty of the crime. She's the one that did it. Moffitt failed to reveal her motive. Later, police arrested her on charges of false reporting and terrorizing. She now faces up to 25 years in prison. Is this not the message that good government should send to those that want to commit the crime? Oh, you better bet your bottom dollar. That's the message we want to send. Yes, it is the message that we want to send. It's the message that we need to send, because if we fail to send that message, you breed the crime. And that's exactly, again, friends, as to what's taking place in America amongst the young. I thought they were in college to actually study and to learn and to make something of themselves. I mean, after all, pioneers are made alone, right? But these young people, they're sitting there watching and emulating the criminal and the dictator-in-chief wannabe in the White House, and they want to do his biddings for him to their own demise. And the American people, they just surely stand back and allow it to happen because these people, they can't help themselves, and surely someone else will take care of it. And surely if we drop the law on them, that would just be overbearing. That would be cruel and unusual punishment. To who, friends? Who would it be cruel and unusual concerning the punishment to leave and to be soft on the criminal that committed the crime? It would be, hey folks, the mercies of the wicked are cruelty. And let me tell you what, when you take on that mentality, that is cruel. That is cruel to the core. I mean, you're the same country, America, that allots a government to sanction the murder of the innocent in the womb, and you go to sleep at night, and knowing that pedophiles are just rampant. I mean, folks, it is going, it's just over the top when it comes to the pedophiles. But you know what, Bradley? We didn't want to stop them back then because something's wrong with them. And then we seen what they did here, and then we thought, well, we better just stand back. Oh, then all of a sudden we become afraid of them that are committing the crimes because the media is all about it. Yep. And you strengthened your enemy every step of the way, didn't you? In your apathy. Yeah, you did. Wow. Should not God judge a nation for the things that you tolerate, friends? Yes, he should. And that's exactly what he's doing. That's exactly what he's doing. And folks, in all truthfulness, it's exactly what we deserve.
That's exactly right. And boy, oh boy, we have a job to do. When we look and see what's going on in our country today, as Bradley points out every day here on this radio program, there is no excuse to sit and do nothing. There is only every opportunity to take part and join with us in this battle to first and foremost seek and save that which is lost and bring forth the truth, shouting it from the housetops. We want our listeners to join people like Teresa in California, like Lewis in Texas, like people all across the United States, Rosario from New York, Andrew and Emily from Minnesota, who are saying, we want to join together with you. We want to support this work on a monthly basis to make sure that the truth that we're hearing, that we're eating up so wonderfully, we want to make sure that gets out to the masses. And you can do the same. You can take part and join with us in this battle to seek and save that which is lost and bring forth the truth that the mainstream media will not show you. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. For you new listeners out there, what that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. Every different level of membership comes with a different package. You all get a beautiful certificate with your name on it. But what I like about it is you can feel good about what you're supporting. If you're amening and saying, whoa, man, oh man, I wish we had this guy preaching to my church every Sunday. Think of how many people out there need to hear this message. The radio program is growing by leaps and bounds. We have new affiliates coming all the time, but we want to make sure that we can continue to do our work. So please join together with us, sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. And of course, on the media website, we have all of the important news and information that's going on in America today that the mainstream media, again, will not or does not want you to see. And finally, I'd like to say for those of you who are listening to this message and say, boy, I would love to bring this message to my community. In fact, this week we are heading towards Alaska because a woman thought the same thing and said, boy, I'd love for this message to come to my community. And sure enough, here we are. We're heading out again this week to Alaska to bring forth this message to the masses. So don't be shy. Call us at 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, and say, how can I book Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty in my community? We would be happy to talk with you and do that as well. And finally, don't forget all of our wonderful products at the store, our DVDs, our CDs, the comic books. There is something for everyone there. Those hard people that maybe you can't talk to so well, give them a comic book, give them a DVD, reach them.
I just got this email, and it's an international community of churches and pastors coming together. It's called Awaken in Pretty Colors, and they're smiling. What are they smiling about? I don't understand. What could be so joyful?
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.